Specimen VK7 was tracked to a box canyon 4.3 clicks south-southwest of the atmosphere processing station. The horror of the hives, as she had come to be known, had been deemed unworthy of study and was to be destroyed in her lair. I positioned myself at the entrance to her cave home and waited, to doom myself in the name of some imagined ideal. My own voice screamed in my head, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Once, not so long before, I was a man who would have sold this animal for profit. Now I stood in the freezing cold, surrendering all I had for, some would say, nothing. I would say, something greater than myself. They came, picking their way through the snow, heads bowed, pushing against a numbing, slashing wind that froze skin, and carried my voice to them. I begged them to stop, pleading VK7's case with a bomb in my hand. It went about as well as you'd expect. They did not listen. Numsol is employed, traditionally, as an animal tranquilizer, but converts to an aerosol easily enough. The canister rolled from my fingers and erupted in a geyser of brown-green gas, thrown towards the hunters by that roaring wind, bathing them. I am a better scientist than saboteur. Their respirators dealt with the numsol as handily as every other contaminant, and I was promptly arrested. But VK7 did escape. I achieved that much.